late 1920s, the team of pianist Alfred Cortot, violinist Jacques Thibault, and cellist Pablo Casals were called the Trio of the Century. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says this was a very accurate name. The Angel EMI label has just released the first album that includes all the recordings the trio ever made. Lloyd has this review.
Musicians at the beginning of this century seem to have been more interested in music than in merely furthering their solo careers. One reason I have for saying this is that so many of the greatest musicians of that time made such an extensive commitment to chamber music. Maybe they were so great because they were devoted to chamber music. Between 1926 and 1929, some of the central masterpieces in the chamber repertoire were recorded by three musical giants. Two Frenchmen, the dazzling pianist Alfred Cortot and the elegant violinist Jacques Thibault, who was killed in a plane crash in 1953, and a Catalonian Spaniard who was one of the world's greatest musicians on any instrument, cellist Pablo Casals. They were a perfect combination because they balanced refinement and energy, witty, almost conversational repartee, and lilting, soaring melody. Listen to the lullaby that opens the slow movement of Schubert's B-flat trio. Cortot, Thibault, and Casals played not only with profound respect for the music, but also with a deep spirit of courtesy, of cooperation, of respect for one another. You can hear this in every phrase. Yet the wonder of chamber music is that the individual participants never have to give up their individuality. Each player has a turn to shine. Each player lets the others shine. Here's the opening of the Mendelssohn Trio in D minor, with its tender song for solo cello. This three-CD set contains the complete recorded collaboration of Cortot, Thibault, and Casals. Besides the Schubert and Mendelssohn we've heard, there are trios by Haydn, Beethoven, and Schumann. Cortot was a distinguished conductor as well as a pianist, and he leads an extraordinary recording of the Brahms Double Concerto with Thibault and Casals as the two soloists. There are two duets, Cortot and Thibault in their famous rendition of Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata, and Cortot and Casals doing Beethoven's Magic Flute Variations. But the heart of this set are the trios. Here's the opening of the delightful finale of Haydn's late Sunlit Trio in G major. Thank you. To be said about these supreme performances. They're indispensable models of natural, unmannered, alert, and flawlessly beautiful playing. Nothing is taken for granted. Each note seems to be a discovery. Each phrase is moving towards some greater harmony. These recordings are the absolute standard by which all later performances must be measured.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and is author of the collection of poems Goodnight, Gracie. He reviewed a 3-disc set of chamber music performed by Alfred Cortot, Jacques Thibault, and Pablo Casals on EMI.